The one solid line. He leans over the bowl, his own badge, of polished green jade, bearing the same hammer that Lyndon hopes to earn, dangling over the bowl. Impatiently, he seizes Lyndon's wrist and lifts it free. Natural water would have clung to Lyndon's skin, but this Madra only imitates water. Nothing sticks. His hand emerges clean and dry. As though dunking laundry in a tub, the elder moves Lyndon's hand in and out. A sick feeling bubbles up in Lyndon's stomach as he realizes something has gone wrong. Over to the side, his mother holds a whispered conversation with another elder. The adults are whispering now, and that never means anything good.
There is no affinity to his spirit, the first elder says at last. He is empty, unsouled.
Lyndon glances to his mother, who has gone utterly pale. He's never heard this word before, unsouled, but it doesn't sound like anything good. At 7, he's old enough to piece the core of the truth together. He won't get a badge. But they're right there.
Which badge do I get, honored elder?
He asks politely, as though he doesn't understand. The first elder glares at the boy.
You don't deserve these badges, she Lyndon.
No clan name. He must be angry, but Lyndon knows that if you pretend to ignore an adult's anger, it often goes away.
If you don't have one for me, I could just...
Lyndon reaches out for the hammer-marked badge of a forger, but the first elder smacks his hand down.
These are not for you.
Can't I pick one?
It makes perfect sense to Lyndon. The bowl tells them which badge to pick, and the bowl hadn't said anything, so Lyndon might as well choose. If he had a badge, maybe his mother wouldn't look so scared. He doesn't know what it meant to go without a badge. Everybody has one. The first elder signals to one of his subordinates.
We will have a badge made for you, she Lyndon, to show the world what you are.
What you are, not who.
We she Seisha. I suggest you take your son to the next testing. Perhaps the heavens will choose to have mercy on him then.
Seisha, Lyndon's mother, draws him to her waist protectively as the elder continues.
Until such time as they do, he will be unsouled.
Lyndon's mother sweeps him out of the hall, riding on a wave of whispered comments from relatives in the clan. She hides him with her body until they escape.
Why didn't I get a badge?
He asked when they were free.
Because the heavens wish to shame us.
Her voice is grim, and here Lyndon learns his spirit is something shameful. Until he earns a badge, he will continue bringing shame to his clan. So, he needs a badge. 6 months later, at the next test, he smears a drop of his mother's blood on his palm. The lingering Madra there makes the water stir, just for a second, before it returns to its placid stillness. He is tested again at 8 years old, and this time he comes prepared. He sneaks into the hall through the shadows, scratching a crude circle of runes on the bottom of the table in the hall. He copies it carefully out of one of his mother's books. The next morning, when his turn for the test comes, he runs a trickle of Madra, the bare amount he can control as an untrained 8-year-old, into the script. The water in the bowl shakes, which should earn him a scepter badge. Not the hammer he hopes for, but he couldn't think of a way to freeze the water. Any badge will be fine. Any soul is better than none. In the end, it is not only the water that shakes. The bowl shakes as well, and the table with it. It takes the first elder only a moment to glance under the tablecloth and discover the sabotage. The elder expected this and has brought a badge for Lyndon. It has a symbol in the middle, but not a hammer. The badge looks the same as all the others, smooth six-sided medallions of soft wood, but there's no picture at the center. No arrow, no scepter, no shield, no hammer. Just a symbol that Lyndon recognizes from his mother's lessons. A word in the old language. It means empty. Empty like Lyndon is inside, the elder tells him. As the other children grow, they leave behind their wooden badges. Their mastery over Madra, their skill in the sacred arts, increases day by day. The earliest among them reaches the copper stage at 9, upgrading his badge accordingly. The latest is 13. At 15, Wei Shi Lyndon is the only one who still has his original badge. Still wooden, still empty. Every half a year, when the children have finished their test, Lyndon slips in and judges his own spirit again. Every time, he hopes the heavens will finally have mercy on him, as his mother once said. He's tried.